That gospel reading is a tough one. Actually, it's a mixed bag of good and bad. It reminds me a lot of a story that I used to read to my children called That's Good, That's Bad. The story begins like this. One day, a little boy went to the zoo with his mother and father. They bought him a shiny red balloon. It lifted him high into the sky. Wow! Oh, that's good. No, that's bad. The balloon drifted miles and miles until it came to a hot, steamy jungle. It broke on the branch of a tall, prickly tree. Pop! Oh, that's bad. No, that's good. The boy dropped into a muddy river. Oh, that's good. No, that's bad. And on it goes. The story continues to follow the adventure of the boy in the jungle with all sorts of unexpected events that are not what they seem at first glance. Those which appear to be good always end up being bad, and those which seem bad end up being good. And that's exactly what came to me as I was reading the gospel assigned for today. I think if I was forced to give this reading a descriptor, it would have to be the hard truth, at least in the end. The words of Jesus today are jarring from the start. He begins by setting down the standard of who's who and what the pecking order should be. The disciple is not above the teacher, nor the slave above the master. Each should act like the one to whom he or she answers. So be good examples, good representatives of those to whom you are responsible. If they, and we have no idea who this proverbial they is, but they are apparently those who will persecute the followers of Christ. So if they have called the master Beelzebul, also Satan, how much more will they malign those of his household? This is a warning to the disciples, those who will follow Christ, to pay attention to how he is treated, knowing full well that it will be worse for you. Oh, that's bad. No, that's good. Jesus says, don't worry. Actually, he says, have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Oh, that's good. Maybe. I hope so. I hope that all of us here are perfectly comfortable having all things secret revealed, and that which is said in the dark to be said in the light, and that which is whispered to be proclaimed from the rooftops. Are y'all all okay with that? Having that which you have been whispering proclaimed from the rooftops? No, that's bad. Jesus says, don't worry about those who can only hurt your body. That's good. Worry about the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That's bad. You are loved and valuable, Jesus says. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet none of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. That's good. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Is that good? Or is that bad? I guess it all depends on if we've acknowledged Christ or denied him. Most of us here have not had to do a life and death accounting of our faith. We've not had a gun held to our heads or been threatened with our lives to acknowledge Christ. Others, even in our world today, are having to make those sorts of life and death acknowledgments. One that is currently awaiting death on behalf of her Christian faith is a Sudanese woman named Miriam Yahya Ibrahim Ishag. Miriam is a lifelong Christian, the mother of a 20-month-old son and a week or so old daughter that was born to her as she lay shackled in a Sudanese prison. Miriam's father left her mother who was an Ethiopian Orthodox Christian when Miriam was very young. Her absentee father is Muslim, and her mother raised her as a Christian. Miriam's story has gotten international attention by groups like Amnesty International because she is slated to die when her infant daughter is 2 months old. The crime that Miriam is going to be killed for is being a Christian. She's been asked to renounce her faith time and again, and time and again she has refused. She certainly has acknowledged Christ, and if she is killed, she certainly will be with him. This sounds like a long ago and far away story. It is far away, but not in a world like ours that's instantly connected. This is today. This is here and now. And while we're not being put to the test as Miriam Ishag is, we are accountable. The ways that we acknowledge or do not acknowledge Christ are probably more subtle, but they are equally as important. Our lives certainly reflect whether or not we acknowledge or deny Christ. One way we can do a quick survey is to go back to that line of whether we want what we do and say in private to be seen in the light or shouted from the rooftops. My guess is that for most of us, the answer to that is no. But it's not necessarily bad. That's an opportunity for growth, for repenting and returning to the one who counts all the hairs of our head and values us more than we can imagine. Now for the really hard part, if that wasn't hard enough. Jesus says, "I come not to bring peace, but a sword." You should see the way that theologians dance around this one. It does seem pretty inconsistent for the one known as the King of Peace to make this sort of statement. It can be argued that Jesus didn't want this to be the case, but that he knew that it would be the case. The divisions he describes between family members are given to support his supposition that even the closest relationships, barring mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, will be divided. Jesus takes this even further. "If you love father, mother, son, or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me." Oh, that's bad. Yes, that's bad. Not really. It's good. Jesus says that this is not going to be a walk in the park. As a matter of fact, he says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." There will be hard choices that have to be made if you acknowledge Jesus and follow him. You will not look like the rest of the world. You will look different. Bishop Michael Curry went so far as to say that you'll look crazy. For most of our lives, being Christian or claiming to be Christian was like checking off whether you're a Republican or Democrat when voting. It's just the norm. You just are. But more and more, that is not the case. More and more folks are skeptical or downright loathing of folks who claim to be Christians, mostly because so often the talk doesn't match the walk. The hard truth of this gospel is that we are daily asked to acknowledge Christ in our lives so that the world knows who we follow. We are asked to model our lives as those without fear, those without guilt, those who continually seek to love God, to love neighbor, and to love self. Christ has gotten a bad reputation in many circles because his followers do not take up their cross and follow him. Please pray for Miriam, Yahya, Ibrahim, Ishag, and pray that we may not be afraid to acknowledge Christ in our own lives. Amen. Thank you.